Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The first presidential debate is tonight. We have the story.
A new coronavirus testing strategy for the state of Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Temperatures fell into the 40s overnight across south-central Kansas. And following a cool morning, we should warm into the 70s this afternoon. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Three officials guiding Sedgwick County's response to the coronavirus pandemic, including the county manager, have come down with COVID-19 themselves. This according to the Wichita Eagle reporting this morning that county manager Tom Stoll said he hasn't been to the office since testing positive a week ago, and he began experiencing noticeable symptoms Friday. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner and Commissioners Lacey Cruz, Jim Howell, and David Dennis confirmed they were tested last week as a precaution. All four said their results came back negative. Well, it's debate day for President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace will spend 90 minutes moderating the debate, covering President Trump's and Joe Biden's records, the Supreme Court, coronavirus, the economy, the integrity of the election, and race and violence. Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic play host to the debate. Like most events this election cycle, it will look and feel different. Fewer than 100 or so people are expected in the debate hall, including ticketed guests, media, security, and health safety staff. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
You can hear the debate at 8 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced a new statewide coronavirus testing strategy.
The goal is to better coordinate public and private testing, which could help the state respond better to new cases.
This kind of testing will be available in at-risk congregate settings, such as nursing homes, correctional facilities, and schools, especially if contact tracing has proven difficult.
The governor says this strategy will help healthcare experts determine where the virus exists. She says that this could eventually lead to the full opening of schools and businesses. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council is reviewing its economic development policy to give more incentive to small businesses. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
Redoing our formula for what we give for incentives when it comes to economic development so that it is more likely to target small businesses and not just, you know, those whales, those really big businesses that we usually go after.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. Police in Garden City are investigating the death of a 23-year-old man at a motel as a homicide. Officers were called to the Sunflower Inn Sunday morning and found Alec Cantu dead on the floor of a motel room. Police say Cantu's body showed signs of trauma and it was apparent an altercation had occurred in the room. Before Cantu's body was found, officers responded to a call about an abandoned vehicle in the Arkansas River. Police say the car was registered to Cantu and had been vandalized. The investigation is continuing. President Trump is looking to increase COVID testing to try and reopen schools. Fox's Mike Emanuel reports.
The president has sent a letter to governors laying out his plan to provide 100 million rapid COVID tests to states free of charge.
50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities.
In the Rose Garden, President Trump highlighted expanded COVID-19 testing, sending them out to states with a recommendation that they're used to test teachers and students
to reopen the nation's schools. President Trump did not take reporter questions today. Undoubtedly, they would have focused on a New York Times report on his taxes. The Times reporting that in 10 of the last 15 years, Mr. Trump paid no federal income tax. And in 2016 and 2017, he only paid $750.
President Trump calling the report from the New York Times fake news. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Coming up in just a little bit on sports, we'll break down what happened last night at Monday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Baltimore Ravens.
More than 1,500 Kansans did not have their votes counted in the August primary because their mail ballots arrived too late. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. More than 1,500 Kansans did not have their votes counted in the August primary because their mail ballots arrived too late. But many of them were uncounted because voters didn't mail them on time.
Uncounted ballots from two of the state's most populous counties indicate that most of the problem was people mailing ballots too late to get the required August 4th postmark, but it is unclear whether the late ballots were mailed after the election or whether there was a delay at the post office. Weekly data analyzed by the Associated Press shows a drop-off in mail delivery time in the district that covers most of the state, including Wichita and Topeka. On-time delivery of first-class mail dropped from 93% at the beginning of July to around 88% the week before the election. The district that covers Kansas City and the rest of far eastern Kansas saw on-time delivery drop from around 91% at the start of July to 87% in the week before the primary.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez reporting. Some voters in Georgia will try to pick a new member of Congress today.
Seven people are running to fill the remainder of the congressional term of the late John Lewis of Atlanta. That term will end come the new year, and there already are people running for the seat for the next Congress, so a winner today would serve for only about 3 months, unless none of the seven candidates wins an outright majority, in which there will be a runoff in December. Lewis died in July after serving 34 years in the U.S. House. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Another reason you can't believe everything you read on social media.
The mask mandate in Mississippi remains in effect, but a letter circulating on Facebook that claims to be from the governor's office says it's been abolished. As a way to combat the misinformation, the state's emergency management agency responded on its own Facebook page, saying the letter is fake. Mississippi's mask requirement has been in place since early August to curb the spread of the coronavirus. It's due to expire on Wednesday unless Governor Tate Reeves extends it, which he's done several times already. The letter contained a portrait of the governor and his forged signature. Pam Puso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A couple of things to watch out for in traffic this morning. We've got the gates closed at McConnell Air Force Base. They had a vehicle ram into the gates, and they're actually looking for a suspect in the area right now. So the gates are all closed at McConnell. That could be slowing things down out there. We've also got a traffic accident at Kellogg and 135th West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we hit 72 for the high in Wichita, and today's going to be just a little bit warmer. Our high 77, not as windy, with west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear tonight, our low 53, then warming up on Wednesday with a high 84, dropping back into the mid-60s on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a few clouds, calm, and 46 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. We had a partly cloudy day across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature is 72 degrees, normal high for the date 77. Tonight at 8 o'clock, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, we'll give you live coverage of the presidential debate. The first one, this one in Cleveland. And this morning, to fill us in on what's going on, a little more information, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. So 9 p.m. Eastern, the debate begins, moderated by Fox's Chris Wallace. He selected six different topics, so 15 minutes each for each topic, running 90 minutes, no commercial breaks, so get your snacks ready. And the topics will cover both the president and the former vice president's records, Also, there will be the integrity of the election, the Supreme Court, race and violence in cities, the economy. So all of these topics could well fill 15 minutes, if not an hour.
Now, do you say that does he get to select them himself, the topics? Or
he did, yeah. Okay. He was able to select these topics himself and did do so. And so I would imagine that under the category of the records of both, it'll be easy to then bring in the president's text story from the New York Times. You know, the president has called it fake news, and Donald Trump Jr. saying that offsetting tax bills with business losses is something that's common, and people really don't understand how businesses work. But it will be a topic tonight. If Chris Wallace doesn't bring it up, you can bet that Joe Biden will.
You know, I saw something this weekend that was very, very interesting to me. It was an old clip of Walter Cronkite interviewing Dwight Eisenhower when he was president and asking him about debates. And should a president debate? And Ike said, no. President's got
no.
His no. He said the president's got his record that he's running on, and that's the fact. And he says this guy who's challenging him can bring up anything. Eisenhower said he didn't. He said debates were a bad idea for a sitting president. I thought it was very interesting.
Well, you know, I'm glad that hasn't happened because I am fascinated by debates. It's really the first opportunity you get to see both of them on stage together, and oftentimes the moments of the debate. The big moments, the highlights, are not really what you expect. It's usually something unexpected that happens.
Absolutely.
Like in 2016, remember when then-candidate Trump kind of walked and got almost over Hillary Clinton's shoulder? Yeah. That was unexpected.
Yeah.
And so these moments that stick out in our minds, they happen, and I think that they're important for everyone to see so they can really make a final decision if they're undecided. I mean, there's some persuadables out there.
Yeah,
and that's really the job of both the president and Joe Biden is to get those persuadables.
Sometimes it's a soundbite that's got nothing to do with any issues. Like I remember Ronald Reagan saying to Jimmy Carter, there you go again, about four or five times. And that's what you're talking about. Just those off the record or off the chart moments and comments that will come up. Sometimes a gaffe. That can be used against either of the candidates.
That's right, and Joe Biden really needs to, you know, hone in and make sure that there aren't those gaffes, because that's something that the Trump campaign has been attacking him for. At the same time, he's had a lot of rest. He's had a lot of preparation. He's been doing drills with advisors, with people standing in for the president. So he's probably going to be well rested, well prepared. President Trump, his goal is to, you know, speak to his base, but again, also try to reach out to those who could be swayed, who could change their minds. Not so much. He's not going to reach a progressive. He may be able to reach a moderate Democrat. So, and that's the moderate Democrats. See, Joe Biden's got almost a tougher job. He's got to hold on to the progressives, the moderate Democrats, and reach people who are undecided.
Right. And so it's a great, the great middle there that they're looking for. You know, the president has been talking about an advantage, and that is that President Trump has been facing the Washington press corps now for 3 or 4 years, and they've asked him a lot of questions, and he should be pretty well rehearsed with that.
Absolutely, yeah, because he does almost on a daily basis now, it seems like, and just yesterday facing the press corps, and they can definitely be tough with their questions. And so that is one advantage that he has. Joe Biden has been keeping a low-profile campaign. I think that's part of the strategy there. Just, you know, keep your head down and don't do anything really terrible. And that's kind of been the strategy. It may work. It may not. We're less than a month away now, or about a month away, I should say, from the elections. Creeping up on that 30-day mark.
Yeah, yes. You know, and it's just every year, every one of these debates, we get the experts coming out and say, oh, so-and-so won or so-and-so. I don't know that you could ever have a real winner on this. It kind of depends on how you're thinking. But do you think anybody will be persuaded? Do you think obviously that's what you're saying. Maybe some of those in the middle will be persuaded tonight.
They could be, but I fully expect both sides to declare victory after tonight. And then,
yeah.
But don't forget, there are two more debates.
That's right.
One on October 15th, and then again on the 22nd, there is a vice presidential debate. On October 7th, I believe, is the date for that. So it's like debate central throughout the month of October. So when you're not watching your scary Halloween movies, you can, you know, watch the debate.
Yeah, that could be scary, too. All right. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland reporting there from Washington. Again, the debate is tonight at 8 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up on 8:17 here with Steve and Ted on this Tuesday morning. Time for a look at sports again. Jad Chambers and the Kansas City Chiefs, the world champion Kansas City Chiefs, in action last night. Monday Night Football, Jad.
That's right. You know, coming into this game, they were coming off of a game against Chargers where they didn't really play all their well, basically all that well, just basically enough to win. The Chiefs had to be on their best last night. It was a Monday Night Football matchup against one of the best teams in the NFL on their own turf, Baltimore Ravens. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs came prepared. You heard the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Chiefs holding the Ravens on defense.
Chiefs trying to get organized on defense. Jackson being surrounded. He's going to be sacked as Taco Charlton came in initially, and then Neiman was able to find his prey. And it's a loss for the Ravens. It'll burn up at least some seconds, and it backs up the Ravens.
And, of course, the Chiefs pouring on the offense.
20-10 Kansas City. Austin Ryder, right hand on the ball, snaps it back to the waist of Mahomes. Retreating into the pocket, Marlon Humphrey on a blitz. Deep throw down the middle. Hardman, wide open. Touchdown, Kansas City. A 49-yard bomb. On third and 14, it's the safety, Deshaun Elliott, that gets burned, this time for 49.
Yeah, they just kept that offense really rolling, defense coming up big, and the Kansas City Chiefs got a 34-20 victory in Baltimore. Kansas City was just dominating at times. Here's Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
I just thought overall, against a team that I think is as well-coached as any team in the league with John Harbaugh and his crew. I just thought it was a well-executed game from the Chiefs' standpoint.
So, Chiefs did good. 3-0. They return home for a game Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against the 2-1 Tom Brady-less New England Patriots. So, we'll see how they do next Sunday afternoon. Royals shortstop Adalberto Mondesi named American League Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season. A stretch where he hit a Major League best 16 for 26. Steve, that's hitting .615 in seven games. Decent average there.
Pretty good average, yeah.
Yeah.
Good average.
Mondesi, first ever Royal, the first Royals player to win the award in 2020. He led the majors in runs, hits, stolen bases, batting average, and on-base percentage over that stretch of seven of the last games in that final week. The Royals were 5-2.
And it's a guy who's primarily known for his glove work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was perfect on defense. 30
yeah.
total chances at shortstop over that week.
Good finish.
Got them all. Turn five double plays. there was a stretch there. He recorded a hit in 9 consecutive bats over a 3-game span, and that was Thursday through Saturday. He was really hot that
yeah.
week. So congratulations there in that final week of the Major League Baseball regular season. And we had last night some special programming on KFH. It was the WSU Coaches Show with Shocker Volleyball head coach Chris Lamb. Now, there actually isn't going to be any AAC volleyball until after Christmas this year. They're pushing back volleyball until the spring season as far as college athletics are concerned. But they went ahead and checked in with Shocker Volleyball coach Chris Lamb last night at 6 o'clock over on KFH, and they're doing the same thing again tonight, although it's not going to be Chris Lamb. 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH, Voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, will be joined by WSU Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and Shocker Assistant Athletic Director of Outreach and Staff Development, Brent Chemnitz. Brent, always entertaining
Brent's,
on those
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from Brent.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty good there over on KFH tonight, 97.5 1240 KFH. Followed at 7 o'clock on KFH by the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And that, of course, is a day after their big win over Baltimore. I have to say congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They defeated the Dallas Stars yesterday 2-0. That caps off an NHL playoff that was staged in the bubble during the pandemic. A 22-save shutout by Andrei Vasilevsky, enough to power the Lightning to their second championship in franchise history. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They win Lord Stanley Cups, the greatest prize in all of sports. That's
Sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
Quick observation about the Chiefs. You know, obviously, they got the people, and they're executing the plays, but some of the plays they're coming up with on offense are pretty inventive and creative, including the tackle-eligible touchdown pass last night.
Yeah,
they're doing some things that are going to keep everybody off balance.
That capped things off last night and really kind of drove the dagger into Baltimore, and it was on a really good, well-executed, you know, kind of – it's not really a – I guess you could say it's a trick play, the tackle-eligible pass.
Well, you don't see it very often.
You don't see it very often. Nope. So,
but the tackle can line up on the line, and he is eligible to catch the pass. So there you go. I was explaining to my wife, those linemen are not supposed to go downfield.
Right? Well.
on a pass play.
But yeah, but, it, you know, it was a goal. It was second and goal from the
They were close.
They were 2 yards away from the goal line.
Right.
Yeah.
So. All right. Interesting play. 8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Judge Barrett facing criticism for adopting 2 black children. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.